Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Alfredo Griffin. Batting second. The catcher, Ernie Witt. Batting third. The center fielder, Lloyd Mosby. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The left fielder, George Bell. Batting sixth. The DH, Charlie Beeman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Garth Eorg. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Jesse Barfield. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Danny Ainge. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Jim Clancy. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting second. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Batting third. The center fielder, Gary Ward. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tim Corcoran. Batting fifth. The DH, Kent Harbeck. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pete Mackinnon. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sal Butera. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Rick Sofield. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ron Washington. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Fernando Arroyo. And now, play ball. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a line drive into center field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Corcoran scoops it up and throws to first, with Arroyo covering, for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a line drive into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Beeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beeman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Powell. Beeman reaches second base with a double. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Sofield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Eorg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ainge fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Danny Ainge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ainge bunts towards the mound. Arroyo fields it and throws to first for the out. Barfield moves to second. One out. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 1 in the game. Griffin hits a fly ball into center field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Barfield moves to third. Two outs. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0 for 1 in the game. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Sal Butera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butera strikes out. One out. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Eorg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ainge fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 0 for 1 in the game. Mosby is called out on strikes. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up towards the mound. Arroyo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Beeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beeman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Beeman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mayberry moves to second. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 0 for 1 in the game. Eorg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Corcoran scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Eorg for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilfong hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wilfong moves to second. Two outs. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wilfong moves to third. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 0 for 1 in the game. Corcoran hits a fly ball into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Barfield strikes out. One out. Danny Ainge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ainge is 0-for-0 in the game. Ainge hits a line drive towards third. Mackinnon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-2 in the game. Griffin hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harbeck takes first base on ball 4. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 0-for-1 in the game. Mackinnon hits a line drive into center field. Mosby picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Mosby. Harbeck moves to third. Mackinnon moves to second. Sal Butera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butera is 0-for-1 in the game. Butera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Harbeck scores. One out. It's 1-0, Twins. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 0-for-1 in the game. Sofield hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mackinnon moves to third. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0-for-2 in the game. Witt hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Butera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 0-for-2 in the game. Mosby strikes out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mayberry takes first base on ball 4. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilfong hits a line drive into left field. Bell picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bell. Powell goes all the way around to score. Wilfong moves to third. It's 2-0, Twins. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Eorg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 0-for-2 in the game. Corcoran hits a fly ball into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wilfong tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-0, Twins. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harbeck hits a fly ball into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Blue Jays nothing. the Blue Jays will come to bat. Charlie Beeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beeman is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Beeman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Corcoran scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Beeman for the out. One out. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 0-for-2 in the game. Eorg hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Butera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Barfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Danny Ainge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ainge is 0-for-1 in the game. Ainge strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mackanin is called out on strikes. One out. Sal Butera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butera is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Butera hits a pop-up towards short. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sofield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-3 in the game. Griffin takes first base on ball 4. Alwoods pinch hits for Ernie Witt. Alwoods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Griffin moves to second. Jack O'Connor now pitching. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 0-for-3 in the game. Mosby hits a line drive into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mayberry hits a fly ball into left field. Sofield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Buck Martinez now catching. Roy Lee Jackson now pitching. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. Washington takes first base on ball 4. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a line drive into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Wilfong hits a line drive into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-3 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Washington moves to second. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Corcoran hits a line drive into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Blue Jays nothing. the Blue Jays will come to bat. Ted Cox pinch hits for Charlie Beeman. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox takes first base on ball four. Doug Corbett now pitching. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 0 for 3 in the game. Eorg hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Powell. Eorg reaches second base with a double. Cox moves to third. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Barfield hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Otto Velez pinch hits for Danny Ainge. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cox scores. Eorg moves to third. It's 3-1, Twins. Willie Upshaw pinch runs for Otto Velez. Greg Wells pinch hits for Alfredo Griffin. Greg Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mackinnon fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mackinnon fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 3, and Toronto Blue Jays, 1. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.